So you've been in this for a while, since earlier this afternoon. What's your perception been of the events as we've walked down Mount Vernon and now we've walked back?
Frustrating. The fact that the police are hemming us in and using billy clubs when we're just standing here asking for another point of view to be heard.
Sorry. They don't want to hear it?
No, they definitely don't want to hear it. That's why they're... Otherwise, why would they be putting the pressure on us? And all we're asking for is democracy. And it's so clear that we're so far from that, and it just illustrates how corrupted our system really is.
How do you feel about the separation of the union? I mean, in Seattle and other places, it seems like the union and marches in the street have been side by side, but it seems like here that the unions are getting police escorts, whereas we're getting escorts to leave the area.
Actually, I don't know. I haven't totally formed it. I think, again, it's another attempt to silence another point of view. I mean, I know I keep repeating myself,
yeah.
But...
And then how about silencing a joint effort? You know, I mean, maybe if the cops weren't here, maybe we'd try to sit down with the union.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's the only reason they're cordoning us off. I mean, do the union members need protection from us? We're the ones who are advocating a living wage. I mean, we're all on the same side. But it doesn't appear that way because we have the police in the way.
It's interesting. Everyone I've talked to in the union has said that they hate NAFTA, and they know that Gore is for NAFTA.
Then, I don't know. I guess they're terribly misguided. I don't know why they're out here for Gore then, or why they wouldn't at least support including Ralph in the debate to let his views be heard, because it's much more aligned with theirs. Their concerns than Gore will ever be.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's their job, and they're fucking Nazis. That's why.
What do you think, man? What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous that they're following us Nader people and Green Party people. But
you don't think the cops should be following the Greens around?
No, I don't, especially since they seem to be following us, blocking us, but they're letting the Gore people have the run of the place.
Lock up. So they're letting the Gore people have the run of the place,
yeah.
And you just don't think it's fair?
No, I don't. I think it's completely unfair.
All right, well, you know, maybe it won't be like this for long. Do you think the unions will link up with us?
I hope they do, since it's the Green Party and Nader right now who are in the union's interest and not the Democrats.
All right, we're moving.
What was that? Can you
keep
repeat
them in
that
the,
order?
Keep them in the park.
Keep them in the park. Oh, that's pleasant.
Pot.
Thank you.
The pot.
The pot. Oh, yeah.
Don't start getting into people's heritage. It's all right.
No, I was just kidding. I had to do that earlier today. Someone said, so how's your day been? Have you been out all day?
Not really. I'm saving my energy for this evening.
For this evening? What's happening this evening?
Well, there's obviously a big gathering here. We're going to raise some noise, I guess.
Yeah. Did you just get here?
No. I'm a professor at UMass Boston.
Yeah. And have you been able to get on campus? I heard there was a strike.
No, I'm banned. I'm banned from campus for yesterday and today.
I heard a strike was called today.
I didn't hear that, but we held a protest outside Billy Bulger's downtown office yesterday at noon.
Yeah.
And sent him a letter requesting a refund for the students for the missed class time yesterday and today.
The cops that are escorting us here, is this campus police?
No. It looks like a mixture of Boston police and state police.
And why do you think they're escorting us?
Because that's what they do.
That's what they do. Escort democracy as it's performed in the streets?
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned, I suppose, huh? The street party is soon. That was interesting. You guys wanted to pick up some wood here that the carpenters were carrying 2 seconds ago to make a sign, and he told you no? Did he tell you why? Did he tell you why that you couldn't do that?
No, he didn't.
He didn't? I just find it interesting. So, we're back here.
Wait, he can give me a paper cut with that.
It's gonna stay.
Are you guys not letting the puppets?
Give me a weapon, though.
The puppets aren't let through.
Pick up a rock.
The puppets.
No sticks.
Okay.
No sticks.
Is that why all the union signs are down here too?
Let's just have a peaceful.
And they said it's the orders from their commander that we can't carry it, but they wouldn't give the commander's name.
Is that why all the union signs are here too?
Yeah, all the sticks on the ground are because people can't go on with sticks because they consider them a possible weapon.
Possible weapon against who?
They are considered weapons, not possible.
A weapon
they
against...
They are considered weapons.
A weapon against who, though?
The stick. These campaign sign sticks are considered weapons.
Weapons against who?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them.
Who are the weapons against?
I'm not in charge, so I can't tell you.
Well, I'm not asking for a judge, but...
When you say the commander gives the orders, who is the commander? Is that...
Sticks have got to stay. That's all I'm saying.
I know what your orders are.
It's for everyone's best interest.
Okay, I heard that, but I just was asking who's giving the orders.
Well above me.
Federal.
What's that?
Federal.
It's well above me.
But you're state police, so does that mean federal?
What's if that? It's a, I'm if not being a... interviewed.
Okay. Be wary of those paper signs. What are you guys going to do? Are you going to keep walking?
Oh, we're talking about that right now.
Okay, cool. Let me know. So are we in solidarity with the sticks or what?
In front of the Globe.
A stick.
Yes. Oh my God.
I'll sneak it in. I am.
Well, I mean, do you think that's what our best bet is here at this point? Okay. So we'll leave them here and come back and get them?
There you go.
IMC Radio giving you advice. This is funny.
Come again?
Yes. Who's John talking to?
There's a harness.
IMC Web Radio is
we created back harness out of sticks we found, materials in the wood. In the woods, there's one main pole that extends up down the center of our back about 6 feet above our heads. And on the top, there is a papier-mâché head of Gore and a papier-mâché head of Bush. Two of these puppets drape down a piece of fabric with Tweedledore and Tweedledush, respectively, on either of the two. Thank you. Yes, it's because of the puppets that we're unable to proceed.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, I don't believe that they are ever intended for such a purpose. But I also don't. I want to get into this rally. And right here on this street corner is not my battle to fight. We have about 20, I believe, 25. No. Just two of us for puppets. Mm-hmm. One of us is Bush. One of us is Gore. It's rather eclectic. There are a few Green Party advocates here on the street corner trying to decide. Basically, it's come down to our group alone. And the Gore and Lieberman ralliers are passing by here on the sidewalk. No tension. We're out here in solidarity with all groups. We're just trying to explain our position, why it is we're here, what we're doing this for. It is being greeted with some hostility. Well, I mean, I support the Green Party, and basically I want these corporate-owned candidates to be held accountable for their actions. I mean, that's... I don't feel like a candidate of Ralph Nader's capacity, with his public backing, I don't feel like he should be excluded from the mainstream public realm. This is not democracy. This is democracy of the capitalist market. No longer is the public interest upheld.
We're in school, waiting to get a job.
Could you repeat that?
Union power!
Sorry.
All right, so a few words from a puppeteer who is on interview right now with IMC Web Radio. A few sounds from the streets. At least he found a use for the sticks. So how long did it take for you to get your puppet together?
So we started Saturday morning, and last night Jamie came over and did the heads, and he just finished the last head right before we got on our buses and drove here.
And so is it pretty disappointing after all that hard work to have to take it apart? And
yes. Absolutely. Definitely.
So why do you think they're so afraid of puppets?
I guess puppets bite.
Puppets bite?
Yeah, they're afraid of people being immature and taking sticks and doing ridiculous things here, but we're for peaceful protest, and we would like to reinstate democracy.
All right. Well, good luck to you when we get down there.
Thank you.
Okay. So you came down from Canada, where you're living now.
Well, I came down to New York to do some things, and then I found out Nader... There was a rally Saturday I went to. There was a rally Sunday, but I didn't come to that.
Yeah. And you're a recovering Democrat, I hear? Going for the Greens now? You bought into the whole, health care.
I actually rode one of the buses, the Health Security Express, the Clinton thing, from Denver to Washington. And then I continued learning after. And eventually, I learned that it was bullshit. It was basically going to give the 10 biggest insurance companies all the business. And eliminate the 1,400 small insurance companies.
And it seems like they've been pretty effective pushing through HMOs as well.
I think they're just trying to cement in place basically the system that's here now.
Yeah.
Or it's like saying the sun's going to rise tomorrow and taking credit for what happens.
So what do you think about all the people out here right now? It seems like we have a large contingent of Gore supporters.
It looks like it was choreographed to me. So everybody on TV sees all this support for Gore Clinton and falls for it.
Maybe we should ask them if they're getting paid right now.
They probably are. I mean, what time is it?
It's like almost 7.
So they probably got organized about 5, which means they got let off work early, it seemed to me.
Well, we're just waiting to get closer. Apparently Ralph might even have gotten a ticket to get inside. Isn't that surprising?
That he'd be inside?
Yeah, that's like the latest news on the Indie Media website that Ralph got a ticket.
It seems like he should be able to buy a ticket to be there at least.
Maybe it's too costly for him. You know.
I think it'd be too intellectually bankrupt or morally bankrupt.
Yeah, I'm hoping he doesn't use his ticket to go inside right away, that he comes and he hangs out with us here first. You
know? Yeah, I would like that. Also, I brought a letter down that I wrote earlier this summer.
For Nader?
For Nader. I actually sent a copy to Noam Chomsky also.
Yeah?
What's your email reply?
Really?
I'm kind of amazed, yes.
What was your letter? What did your letter say, and what did Noam Chomsky reply?
He said something about...
What was the letter first? Just a little summary.
A little summary. Well, I happen to have become aware of something which contradicts one of my a belief I've come to have, that the salvation of the environment lies in beautiful, compact cities. And that if you're really concerned about the environment, I think in sprawl and resolving sprawl, we have to put our focus on beautiful, compact, livable cities. And I've become aware of something through my mother's death that I think is counterproductive. I see the rich building Shangri-Las around themselves and the rest of us living in shit and drinking mud. And basically, they're getting pristine pastures and crystalline waters while we frolic in
urban
manure.
Yeah. And so you wrote that to Nader and sent it to Chomsky as well. And what did Chomsky say?
He said something about my... One of the thoughts, I believe, is one of the... why debate and thought in America is so shallow right now is the critical mass that can be attained for thought and debate is not being attained in the sprawling suburbs. And he said that it bore some resemblance to the early work of Jane Jacobs, who I have yet to find out who that is. But I will hopefully find out and read some of her work.
Was that all he said?
And he also said that what I spoke of about the rich creating these Shangri-Las around themselves at public expense, the more serious environmentalists that would find resonance among them.
And what did he respond to that?
Oh, that's what he said.
Oh, that's what he said.
You asked me, so.
Yeah.
But I realize what I'm trying to fight in a way is so counterintuitive.
And then being out here, you said you just came down yesterday or today?
Today, on the spur of the moment. Yeah. I stepped out to basically drop some letters off and bring some coffee back to my friends.
Did they ever get their coffee?
No, they never got their coffee.
Oh, wow. Maybe they're worried. So what brought you down here on the spur of the moment?
Just in hopes that maybe by adding my body to this, that maybe it would help. You know, that was... I don't know how... whether it was... I'm achieving anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find that... you always achieve anything when you take to the streets, you know. So let's go find Nader.
Yeah, that's a good plan.